From the Morongo Casino Studios, it's the Heidi and Frank Show on 95.5 KLOS and KLOS HD1.
Los Angeles.
I mentioned it earlier, the hot gift this year is cash. Yeah, 58% of us say they'd rather get money or a gift card than anything else. Clothing is next at 29%. That person wasn't even trying.
No.
You know what I mean? I don't think people want clothes as gifts from other people. It's like, I'd rather give me a cash or a gift card to someplace I can buy clothes, and I'll go, you know, buy my own clothes.
I think if it's somebody you trust, that's always nice. If it's like somebody who knows you and knows your style.
But
I feel bad because I always get you clothes. And now you're telling me don't.
Well,
is this what's happening right now?
You usually go with black tees, which you know is probably center square on my fashion sense.
And I try to find a saying on there that that is like
which
that.
Which usually has some words on it, which is, yeah, pretty, once again, you know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, that's so him. You know,
I think of I you mean, and go, oh, yeah, I got to get that.
That's I mean, so there's not a lot of thought because you see it every day on me. It's like, okay, it's just like you probably see any black tee throughout the year and think of me in that way, where it's like any black tee with some funny saying on it in June, you think of me.
Well, isn't that sweet?
Well, yeah.
Okay. What is happening?
I'm just
sorry
saying,
I think
like,
of you.
Like you
June.
Haven't tried to improve my fashion over the years. You've gone with just,
I wouldn't
just
do
poor
that. I've
fashion
never
choices and go, listen, I think you'd look good in maybe a collared untucked.
That's your wife's job.
You are my wife. You're my radio wife. You got
to. I've never tried to change you.
You should dress me up a little bit.
You know that. I've never tried to change you. Even when others
maybe
want me
to. Maybe a scarf or something. You know how much I like schmucks or ponchos, and you haven't even got me a poncho.
Great point, Frank. Maybe I'll see that perfect poncho and I'll be like, that's Frank's poncho.
Yeah.
Right there. That's got Frank all
over. A black
over.
Poncho with something funny set on it. I mean, experiences are also something great. I mean, obviously, these tickets I'm giving away for Disneyland, that person who wins has a four-pack. They're going to invite
right.
others, and there's going to be like an experience gift. Hey, guess what? Open up the stocking. We're going to Disneyland. Woo! Or maybe a concert. I got Toto tickets. Mm-hmm. Experiences, I think, are way better than clothes. Like I said, I'm thinking it's the clothes answers as somebody who doesn't really want to take the survey. Because that's what dads get. Underwear, socks. We probably could use them. I mean, they're utility clothing, but as far
those
as
aren't
getting
gifts.
Those...
I agree with you there. That's not a gift.
Thanks.
That's not, unless it's fun underwear like that, but even for your dad. Don't
but usually
your dad.
If I have like a bunch of black tees, and I have a ton, and there's the staples that I wear. If you watch this show at all, it's like I don't really rotate that much. It's not like I got a new saying and then I take it to Goodwill. It's like, you know, I got my go-tos,
of
and
course.
You see it.
Yeah.
I mean, I notice it when the video clips from our webcast are put up on social media, and it's like, I wear the same shirt in a lot of those clips, and your clothes are different. Johnny's clothes are different. Yeah. Everyone else's changes. It's like, wait, when was that? You can't tell what day of the
are
week.
Are these all of the
yeah,
same
it's like,
day?
Really? Yeah. My God.
Did they have one fun
Does
show?
Does he have one shirt?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So when I get new black t-shirts, it's hard to get them into the rotation because I'm just like, I have my go-tos.
You're a creature of habit.
You know?
I know.
And now that we got all this great swag in the store, I got the 95.5, I wear the fall
Yeah, there's no sense getting new black
t-shirts.
Wear
the fall
anymore.
One quite a bit. And I got now I got the Christmas holiday version. So it's like, and I got just the regular old racetrack, which is awesome.
The Cinco de Mayo with Columbus Day.
Yeah, because it's like, kind of looks like an Italian flag and a Mexican flag. Uh-huh. So it counts for both.
Mm-hmm. No more clothes. Not getting you any more clothes.
Do you like gadgets? I mean, tech's going so fast. It's like, hey, look what I got you. But it could be too techy where it's like,
I
got
do
you these
love...
glasses. They're smart. They're like, wait, AI glasses.
That's cool.
Well, for me, they'll just be glasses. I'm telling you that right now. I won't read the instructions or know exactly what my glasses can do besides me looking through them. That's it.
I would like to have the new AirPods. I think I want the new AirPods. I would.
What do the new ones do? The sound canceling?
Yes.
Get your wife those. I know she wants those.
Stocking
stuffer. I haven't talked to her, but I guarantee I'm right.
And aren't they the ones that they can translate like in real time?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'd like to have those.
So you can talk to all your help.
Oh, yeah, well, the help. You know, it's just so hard. I mean, I'm pretty good at charades, but yeah, I think those would be really cool to have.
I'm always terrified whatever gadget it is not going to be exactly what I expected. And one of the things that I've been seeing a lot lately is this, like, I don't know, it's like a little machine you plug in, and it's supposed to, like, solve the Bitcoin problems for you. So you just plug it in, and then it goes through, and hopefully you can make Bitcoin off of it. And you just look at it, basically.
What?
Yeah.
What do you mean,
you haven't seen this thing?
Bitcoin? No.
You lost like a little, my Bitcoin problem.
It's like a little computer, just a screen, and it looks like it's maybe the size of a phone.
And you plug it in.
And it mines Bitcoin.
And it mines Bitcoin.
No, that's fake. There's no freaking way.
I feel like that's a get the fake out.
That's not even possible.
It says that it could possibly do it, and then you can end up with like three Bitcoin at some point.
Yeah, for $59.99.
That's no.
See, that's what I'm saying, but that seems like a cool idea, right?
There's like a little gadget. A lot of scams, and I don't know if the social media, you know, if they're really. I think I mentioned that how many of those ads are scam ads.
Uh huh.
And they should be responsible for like vetting whoever's buying ads. Is it real? Is it legitimate? Do you want to actually put out products that are crap, or you know? You know, we have the choice here at KLOS, and every one of our advertisers is damn legitimate. Mm-hmm. Good people.
Yeah.
But I remember I tried to buy a nightstand. It was like this smart nightstand that had like all the, you plug in your phone, or I just set your phone on it, but charged, and it had like this under lighting and things like that. And, your alarm would
Looked
go
badass.
Off. And then, yeah, never got it.
No.
It was scam.
Oh.
I paid for it. Scam. Never got it. But as far as like the newest, well, this won't be out until next year, but Google to launch its first AI-powered glasses.
But what
next
do they
year.
Do?
Like I said, I don't know. There's going to be one audio-only model. So it's like the Meta glasses, where basically you can listen, it's like speakers inside the arms.
So you don't have to have AirPods in.
What do you call these?
Those are the arms.
Eyeglasses?
Yeah. Do they call them arms?
Arms, yes.
Your glasses arms?
I don't, yes.
Why does that sound so weird?
You don't say glasses arms. You just say your arms.
I need, like, this. I you lost one of your glasses arms. No, but is there a term for this? Because that's not right.
I think temple? It's just arm. What?
My temples. Temple sticks?
Yeah.
No, not
temple sticks. Temple sticks.
That's what it They're says. Definitely not legs, but
temples.
Why?
They're called temples.
On the glasses, the things that hook over your ears are called temples.
And the back of them are temple tips.
No one has said that ever. Yeah. I don't care if that's what they're called. I broke one of my temple tips.
I was just trying to, because that's where the speaker is located in the Meta glasses, and it kind of like shoots it down. I don't know how it works, but like other people can't hear it, but they're not in your ears, but you can hear your music, whatever the hell you're listening to. Oh. So in this way, there's audio version, so it'll have that same kind of technology and be an AI. So I guess if you're just talking out loud, it'll answer your questions for you, whatever AI is going to do for you.
Yeah.
But they also have the version that's going to be in-lens display.
That would
so it'll be able
nauseous.
To shoot whatever. Probably it'll look like it's screen 3 feet ahead of you, but it'll be on your glasses in some weird way. It'll.
But yet you still see the world. But yet you see the I'd have
like Terminator. It's Derek Connor.
You can see everybody's stats. You're like,
I don't know if it's going to read everybody's stats.
5'9",
but instead of like you getting out your app to identify that plant,
you just ask. You just, hey, what's that plant?
I think with Meta, you look at it and go, what kind of plant? Or like go bird watching. What kind of bird is that? Well, that's a blue titty.
Back to Avatar, are we?
I think those are more than one tits a titty. I think.
If a flock of titties? Is that what you're saying?
Which is my favorite band in junior high.
To hell with those seagulls.
Oh, I know. My gosh.
I mean, that's the
That's going to be my cover band. Flock of titties.
Yeah, no.
And I'm only going to tour in Ecuador.
Oh God!
During the winter,
you're going to be huge.
During the winter, the blue tit group is what we're going to call ourselves.
Right? Yeah, it's going to be a big Vegas show.
Blue tits.
There you go. Yeah, that's a real bird.
Those are real tits. Are real birds?
They are. I don't think they're called a flock though.
All birds grouped together are a flock.
It's a flock.
You wouldn't because it's birds. It's always,
although,
general animal. Like you know what a group of lemurs is called?
A congregation.
No, a conspiracy.
Oh, conspiracy
of lemurs.
But not all birds, because it's a murder of crows, and then isn't a fabulous of flamingos?
Yeah.
It's a fabulous of flamingos.
Uh-huh. Now that's to get the fake out. The gayest birds, a fabulous. Shut
it's a,
up.
It's a fabulous. Look at the, I think, right?
A fabulous of flamingos.
Murder of crows, fabulous of flamingos.
I know the murder of crows. Yeah, you're right. I guess all different birds are not.
And
all
owls
flocks.
Or something, too. Aren't
what
they?
Is a group of tits called?
A group of blue tits is commonly called a banditry. A banditry of tits.
That sounds like something's wrong. Like you've just had surgery. Like,
that's. Yeah.
All right.
Somebody did a raid at the sorority house.
Yeah. Oh, man. This show is like college credit.
Well, junior college.
Well, see something.
Online college. Like yeah, that yeah, University Southern New Hampshire Phoenix University. Or something.
Yeah.
A flamboyance of flamingos.
Flamboyance. Yeah, that's
fabulous.
What it is.
I knew you were faking it. That,
it was close.
A flamboyance.
But still.
That's even gayer than that. Flamboyance.
It's a parliament of owls. Mm.
Parliament, yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so that's what it is. Okay, anyway.
And that's our bird news.
Our groups of animals news.
Yeah.
Oh, another tech stuff. Researchers develop wireless device that uses light to send information to the brain, bypassing natural sensory pathways, and it could help restore lost senses. So, what senses? Like,
well, it sounds like it would be sight. Not, well, didn't help with your taste.
But wouldn't they say that specifically?
That's what was very.
They say senses. It's more than one, and you didn't. There's only five of them.
Read the sentence again. Read the original sentence.
Read the senses again or sentence again.
Read the sentence again.
Sentence. Well, there's sight. There's taste.
No, read what you just read, asshole. I just because I want to see. I want to really pay attention this time. I guess taste. Is my point. Yeah.
Researchers develop wireless device that uses light to send information to the brain, bypassing natural sensory pathways. Could help restore lost senses.
Plural. None of the other senses would make sense besides sight.
Unless you could shoot light into my brain. The light, the information travels on the light. Like, I guess, like
the internet.
Like quantum. Right?
Oh,
dear. Remember how that travels? Or no, that's like fiber.
Yeah.
Fiber
optic.
I was gonna say.
Fiber optic. Okay. The information travels on the light. And if it goes right into your brain where your nasal sensories are, the information about what it smells like would give you that sense of smell. But it's traveling in the light. Wow. I've heard of lighting a fart before, but this is really ridiculous. Yeah,
you know that's what they're going
to
do.
Does the light change color? Like when it hits your, I guess, receptor they put inside of you, because it bypasses.
But when I smell a fart, I don't see brown.
Yeah, but
so why would I have to have light change color?
What is it? Synesthesiacs.
Oh, yes, that's
that, though.
But they're effed up people.
What?
People have synesthesia or, like, you know, imbalanced or
we're
something.
Perfectly
they're like,
normal people.
No, they're not. They're on the edges of spectrometry.
I am on the spectrum. There's no doubt about that.
And a lot of people who have synesthesia that have, like, oh, the Tuesdays are yellow.
Oh, my God.
Or
obviously
purple is
Sunday's
green.
Yellow.
Or
don't,
not
no,
purple is green.
No
purple is
days.
Whatever.
Don't be ridiculous. Friday's red. Saturday's black. Wednesday's black.
Yeah. That's why these people are
Sunday's
up.
Sunday's yellow. Monday's like an ivory color. Mm-hmm. Tuesday's orange. Thursday's peach. But everybody, I mean, the duh. Purple days. What are you, crazy?
So they're going to make us all crazy. Science has figured out how to make us.
But I don't know. But it doesn't even, it says it's a wireless device. So I don't even know if you even need to go, light needs to go through your eye or they send the light, whatever, right through your skull. Or you wear it on your head.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you're.
It goes right into that part of your brain with like light lasers.
Like a, like a red wrong? Light therapy type of thing? Like you could do the red light therapy mask?
I have no idea. You got me. Okay. All
right.
It was like a sentence.
I know.
I mean, there was parenthesis, the word more after it that I could have clicked on. I didn't.
Uh-huh. You didn't. I don't know how many people would be fighting to have their sense of smell back. Because you're just like, I'm used to it. It's fine. Maybe sight, maybe hearing, but smell, like,
What about taste?
I think you'd probably be
smell and taste are like right there, hand in hand. They're like,
if you hold your nose, you can't taste anything.
They skip together, walking down the sidewalk, without one. It's just like,
Like if you would hold your nose and eat durian fruit, you wouldn't taste the durian fruit. because you can't, it's connected. Like, that's why you hold your nose when you're going to take medicine.
Because you can't if I hold my nose, I wouldn't smell the durian fruit candy, which that's the worst part.
I think that's a lie. I think even if you hold your nose, you still taste it. Right?
You hold your nose before you taste anything.
Well, for somebody who thinks, Tuesdays are yellow, then obviously.
No, Sundays are yellow. Whatever. Stop making me seem crazy.
Whatever.
Got an Oreo cookie here, right?
Oh, yeah. Emo got was more. What about the Oreo?
Reese's. The Oreo Reese's.
Yeah, from
Good
Kevin
stuff.
Alaska.
Thank you, Kevin from Alaska. Set for a little
Can
bit.
Can you still taste the Oreo Reese's cup holding your nose? Yeah, exactly. I mean,
no, you can't.
That's an old wives' tale. Like you, that you can't taste it at all. Heidi has heard it once, and now she's convinced herself she can't taste it.
Delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. Give me one. Let me try.
I'm going to do a Bean Boozle right now.
Let me try it.
I thought I already grabbed one.
You did, but I just want another one.
I'm going to grab one. Here, I got a brown one. What is the brown one?
That's liver and onions.
Liver and onions or cappuccino?
Or cappuccino. Put it in your mouth and eat it. Now you won't. You're saying you won't be able to taste cappuccino or liver and onions. It's just a gelatinous mass in your mouth.
No, it's nothing.
Oh, come on! You are such a liar.
I'm not.
All right, I have an Oreo Reese's right here. I'm holding my nose right now. I'm going to eat this thing. Yeah. Liver and onions. No, it's delicious.
Yeah,
I taste nothing.
Doesn't work.
Absolutely nothing.
Seriously, you are effed up.
It might reduce the bad taste, but it doesn't go away.
It doesn't go away. As soon as you unleashed your nose, you tasted liver and onions.
Oh, yuck.
Oh, no.
But I found the solve now. I can just hold my nose each time I have to do a nasty one.
I don't believe that.
Oh, yuck.
That is delicious.
Ooh, yucky.
So good.
Thank you for sharing, Ema.
I never had liver and onions before. It's my first one.
Who owns Reese's? Is that the Mars Candy Company? The giant candy company, Mars?
I don't know. I should know this.
It should be on the packaging. I guess I could find out real quick because this is so compelling.
Click more.
No, it's Hershey's.
Hershey's, yes. Yeah,
Hershey's owns it. Mars is another huge candy company, and they just bought Cheez-Its and Pringles for $36 billion.
Brilliant move.
I'll make it back on. A week and a half.
My God.
Those Cheez-Its, man.
What the hell is a Pringle?
We're still not sure.
It's flaky potatoes.
Potato flakes.
Yeah. Pressed potato
$36
flakes.
$36 billion.
Man.
You're stacking them up.
Stacking them up.
It's crazy. That's one of those stocks like blue chips you get in there. It's like, that's never going away. Cheez-Its and Pringles.
Where are they going?
By that stock.
Yeah.
Yeah. Candy. That's not going away.
Yeah. They make them in blue now?
Oh, in other food news?
They make them in blue now?
Blue chips?
Blue chips?
Yeah. Jordan, yeah.
With the blue corn? Yeah.
Yes. They did a...
But they do potato.
The blue corn chips. You like those? Or do they like those?
I like them. Yeah.
Or is it just that red powdery dust they put on them? Like, that's what you really love. You know that dust, that powdery dust.
The dust and the chip is two different things, though.
I'm like, oh, I love the blue corn chips. Really? Without that dust on it, this would be nasty.
Well, the corn chip in general is not that great, unless you got salsa or guacamole. You know, who's eating a dry corn chip?
You get a bag of Fritos, you don't dip it in salsa. That's
not
dry
really
corn
a corn chip.
That's
I'm
a corn
like
chip?
A tortilla chip.
Well, tortilla chips, is that a corn chip?
Yes, it's made from corn.
Yeah.
Really?
Corn tortillas.
Yeah.
And flour tortillas, too. I think they're flour chips.
Yeah, occasionally.
They ask you what corn or flour.
Not when they bring the chips to the table, they don't. You're getting the corn chip.
And this is why we don't get AI gadgets, because we're never going to be able to work them, okay? Or maybe we need them so we can ask them questions like that.
All right, I get the message.
Tortilla chip made of corn. All right. Well, since we talked about so many crazy fake things that sounded fake. I do have a bunch of headlines and all are true. You're going to play Get the Fake Out when we come back.
Yeah.
All right, let's play Get the Fake Out when we come back. 818-955-2955. We're Heidi and Frank.
This was just a sample from today's Heidi and Frank show. Become a VIP at HeidiandFrank.com to unlock the show in its entirety, including the video stream during the live morning show, and access the archive to past episodes. You'll also be entered into our monthly VIP giveaways. And remember to follow us on your social media. Just search for the Heidi and Frank show. Thanks for listening.